And the girls' game earlier was a lot closer throughout. Sioux Central 43-42 victors over St. Mary's, joined up here by Rebels coach Al Vasher. St. Mary's did not make it easy, as you just were never able to pull away, but congrats on a one-point win. Your thoughts looking back overall?
Well, I appreciate that, Ryan. Thank you. And yeah, they played, St. Mary's played really hard. I have a lot of credit, a lot of respect for the way they play. They're not big in numbers, but they have a lot of heart, and they played hard tonight. And of course, Lizzie was a handful for us. We just couldn't seem to find the right matchup to stop her, and she hurt us most of the night. You know, we didn't play our best basketball. We had a lot of defensive letdowns. I didn't feel like we played with the right energy tonight that we needed to play with. And, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board tomorrow. And we got out with a win. And, you know, we'll try to fix some things tomorrow and Thursday and come back Friday.
Lizzie had 23 points for St. Mary's. He led by as many as 7 in the second quarter. But St. Mary's came back to tie it. And looked like you had gained control at the end of that third quarter, taking an 8-point lead going to the fourth.
Yeah, we played better in the third quarter. I thought we played with a little bit more energy, a little bit more passion for the game a little bit, but we just seemed to be out of sync defensively tonight a little bit. We didn't seem to be in the right position. Had some fouls because we were out of position. And then also because we're out of position, we didn't rebound the ball very well again. And we just got to do better at that. And but, yeah, I thought we were playing better in the third quarter. And I had a little bit of a lapse in the fourth quarter, and then allowed them back in the ball game. And, you know, that's the way it goes in high school basketball.
St. Mary's came back to tie it on a couple of occasions, but you take a 2-point lead, became a 1 after Danica hit a free throw. St. Mary's had the ball inside the final minute. What were you saying there in those timeouts? Obviously, you had fouls to give, first of all.
Right, and we talked about that a little bit. You know, I didn't have enough time to kind of explain the situation. I thought most of the girls would understand it, but, you know, we kind of just said, hey, if we get in this position or that position, we got a couple fouls to give here or there, and just make them bring the ball back in, spend some more time getting set. You know, if they had to, take a timeout. And, you know, I thought that last minute of the ball game may have been our best defensive possession all game. I just thought we did a much better job of communicating on screens, getting through screens, over screens, switching on screens, whatever we were trying to do there. But, you know, they were there till the end, and they played hard till the end. And, you know, we gave them enough chances. And but our girls did step up in the fourth quarter, especially that last minute to seal it. So that was good to see.
Stepped up on the D when you most needed it. And Maddie Mueller was a big key for you offensively. 17 points, 13 of those coming in the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, we needed it. We, you know, Madison Sylvester made some big threes in the first half for us to kind of keep us where we needed to be. I thought we'd come out and play a little bit harder in the second half, you know, and we kind of did in that third quarter. Maddie especially, Callie Fondlander hit some big threes for us too in that third quarter, and, you know, was able to open that up a little bit more for some dribble penetration opportunities. But, you know, all in all, it was nice to get out with a win. We had some good things go right for us and stuff, but we definitely have some things we got to work on.
Madison had 2 threes, 8 points. Callie, as you alluded to, had 12, and getting it done despite your leading scorer, Carly Betcher, being held in check with only a 2-point game. But she's stepped it up nicely this year, your leading scorer coming in, and 3 girls averaging double figures. So some of the players I think you were hoping to step up are showing signs that they can do that.
Oh, yeah. We're, you know, up to tonight, I was very happy with our offensive production. You know, Friday night we played at Manson. We had 3 girls in double figures and a 4th girl at 9. You know, we had 3 girls averaging double figures. The 4th, you know, had 2 others at right around 7. So getting good distribution at the offensive end. We just, you know, the other thing, Ryan, to be honest with you, is we didn't hit some shots tonight. And the game always looks better when you hit some shots.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We missed some in the first half, missed some, you know, in the second half, obviously. If we hit some of those, we look a little cleaner. You know, we probably feel better about ourselves a little bit. And but we just kind of trudged through that, missed some shots here and there, let them stay in the ball game, and that's the way it goes. But, yeah, we're very much well – better balance this year a little bit with our offensive production. And like you said, we just had some girls step up. You know, Carly's done a great job for us. She just had off night tonight, but you know, her teammates picked her up tonight, and you know, it could be Friday when she picks them up. So that's the beautiful thing about you know, team sports, is you never know who's going to step up that night for you.
And you look forward to being at home on Friday taking on Pocahontas area. So back to the drawing board, get ready for them. Is rebounding, as you were saying, a big point of emphasis that you got to clean up mostly?
Well, if you watch us play, you would think that we never talk about rebounding. We never coach it. We never talk about it. We probably don't even work on it ever, but we do. We work on it every day. You know, but we struggle a little bit. We already, you know, a lot of our girls are giving up some inches to begin with. I thought Jenna played much harder as far as rebounding the basketball. Justin did in the second half. She got after a little bit better in her rebounding area. And we got to have her. She's our closest thing to a big girl or a post player. And she's just got to be able to go up and get some boards for us when we need them. Our guards rebound the ball very, very well, and we're really quick to the basketball. But, you know, if you don't give up outside shots, you can't get the long rebounds.